save you 15%.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back then, he was completely different. Very caring, very sweet, a gentle, kind, altogether a pretty great guy.
He was just a great kid. It seems like he just snapped somewhere in high school and went down from there.
He was definitely off. He had a grin about him.
He would laugh at things that were sad. He just didn't seem to be aware of what was going on.
I was scared of what he could do. I wasn't scared of him physically, but I was scared of him bringing a weapon to class.
Here's a montage of people who knew Jared Loughner wondering why he was able to slip through the cracks. That question continues a week after the event. Why did Jared Loughner get through the cracks? That's the question that we'll be dealing with on the countdown in this hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome to a discussion of one of the big issues of the week so far, of the year, actually. And we'll have both sides, as much as we can get informationally, from Tucson, from Arizona, from around the country, people who knew him here and there, using the Sunday morning programs, as we usually do on Monday, the Sunday morning talk programs on television, to get the positions of various people who are examining this part of the issue. And then we'll get to your calls at 800-510-8255. The shooting and the mental history of Jared Loughner has sparked debate about whether the state's mental health services, that is Arizona's mental health services, are adequate. In Arizona, state law allows a person to be committed against their will if they are shown to be delusional or a danger to society. On ABC's This Week, Christiane Amanpour spoke to Deputy Sheriff Richard Castigar. Castigar says despite the fact that Jared Loughner showed signs of mental illness, there was nothing that could be done under the law.
Campus police at the community college that Jared Lee Loughner attended were deputed to go out and say that, you know, he looked a little bit like he needed some help. There were worries on campus about his demeanor. Why is it that it did not trigger further investigation?
Well, and that has been a very controversial issue this past week. And a lot of folks have suggested that there were clues to his mental stability. But we're governed by laws, and the laws allow us to do certain things and restrict us from doing other things. And I don't necessarily, as a police professional, question those. As a person, I might. But we're bound by those laws. Those contacts that Jared Loughner had over the past couple of years were actually, there were several, but each one was relatively benign. In their totality, as viewed by law enforcement, they would not rise to the level of causing us to be necessarily concerned about him committing a violent act, because none of the acts were necessarily violent. He was disruptive in a Pima College classroom. And I personally don't want a police state where anybody who's perhaps has an opinion or stands out in their classroom or does something goofy in their classroom gets arrested and then put in some kind of a mental rehab system. I'm not necessarily a proponent of that, but I'm a little bit defensive. Perhaps you can tell that by my tone. That there are others out there, there are criticisms that says, why didn't cops arrest this guy before? Again, we're bound by the law, and the totality of those issues didn't rise to the level that would allow law enforcement to take action.
Well, here's the conundrum here, at least as I get into it at this point in time. There's the blame game going on. That's basically what all of this is, the blame game. These people are going to try to cover their butts one way or the other. Doesn't it annoy you also to have the references, the alleged killer and the suspected killer and the alleged weapon? I mean, come on. Let's deal with reality. This guy did it. That's the gun. And so all of this other stuff is foolishness, at least in reference to the story of the shooting itself. As far as this man's mental state, this is going to be a back and forth or a kangaroo court, whether or not this gets used to help keep him from his ultimate reward for having done this. And that's probably the the most contentious part of all of this, or will be. 800-510-8255. Later on in the countdown, we'll invite you to be heard. You can also send me an email. It's Doug@DougStephan.com. We're also on Facebook. So let's move to from ABC and this week to CBS, Face the Nation. Bob Schieffer speaking with Rudy Giuliani. He has his own security company now, and he's going to run for president along with how many other people that we know so far, including Donald Trump. That ought to be an interesting race. That's a sidebar comment. Giuliani says one of the causes of the tragedy is our inability to deal with mentally ill people.
The country did seem to come together after 9/11, but this time, when this awful thing happened, in the first hours after it, it seemed like it might drive us further apart. Why do you think that was?
And although the lack of civil discourse wasn't the cause of this, as some people thought, the benefits we can get from civil discourse will allow us to solve a problem like this, which I believe, if we want to be perfectly logical about it, the problem that helped to cause this is our inability to deal with mental illness and our inability to deal with it as a society. You know, we always have these problems. We have a set of rights in this country, very important. Then we have a set of problems. How you balance addressing those problems against the rights that we have. We had to make that adjustment, as Ed Rendell knows. He's a big part of it. We had to make that adjustment to make cities safer. And maybe we have to make that adjustment now to deal with mental illness. This man was crying out for someone who needed to be treated. He was being told to be treated. People were saying he was bizarre. People were saying he was frightening. A teacher wouldn't be with him without a guard being there. Gosh, you would think at some point along the way he'd have been evaluated. And it isn't an isolated incident. We could go back and look at lots of incidents like this where people weren't being treated. And Senator Gillibrand's predecessor, Senator Moynihan, is the one who explained this to me a long time ago when I was mayor. He used to say, you know, in the 60s, they let everyone out of the insane asylums, he called them. And he said that was a good thing because a lot of them didn't belong there. But there was supposed to be a follow-up, which was treatment in the community, monitoring, medicines. And that follow-up has never taken place. Well, maybe that follow-up is needed now. And that would probably be the most relevant response to this tragedy that almost took the life of a really fine congresswoman who can have a great future and did take some lives, including a very young one. Let's see if we can act rationally and on point. The most important thing that would have prevented this is if this Loeffner had been identified as what he clearly was. And there's something wrong in a society where we have so many of these situations. We had the Major Nadal, you know, a year and a half ago. Major Nadal, for 3 years in the army, was indicating a desire to participate in jihad. And we promoted him in the army. I mean, we're making a big mistake here, not changing our procedures with regard to mental illness and then some form of involuntary appraisal of people who display situations where teachers have to have guards there to protect themselves.
800-510-8255. So we're focused on Jared Loeffner and whether or not he's a victim. He might be the lawyer's going to play him as a victim. You know it, and I know it. He's a victim because he got lost in the shuffle. He got lost in the system. He's a poor, sad sack that needed help, and nobody recognized it. Nobody did anything for it, so it's society's fault. You hear it? I hear it. We know it. 800-510-8255. What's the mental health facility like in your state? State of Massachusetts, where I'm from, the governor in the 70s, Michael Dukakis, presidential candidate, decided that all the people who were in mental institutions needed to be let out, except for those who were a danger to themselves physically or others. So we created a whole new class in the 70s of homeless. And that's been, you know, we have to treat them differently. Well, what is there? What kind of, we have a sophisticated system. Why isn't it being used properly is probably the question, right? 800-510-8255. At least that's part of the issue. But this guy ought not to be somebody who used the system to get off with his heinous crime. 16 past the hour on the countdown.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Go to ZegridOTC.com for coupon savings.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
800-510-8255. Doug Stephan on our daily countdown, an overview of what is sure to be continuing through the course of this week and maybe this month, the number one story, the situation now, the angle is whether or not he got lost in the system. Gerald Loeffner is the focus. Here, reporter David Muir speaks with Lynn Reich, a neighbor of Loeffner's, who said that he went through changes, has been different over the past couple of years.
I wonder, living across the street and with that vantage point, if you now look back and say there were signs.
I wish that I would have had more courage to have said more to his parents to help him better, because he did kind of walk around our neighborhood without acknowledging anyone.
One of the things that struck me, you spoke of the music. You said there was once beautiful music coming from that house.
Yes, there was. About 4 years ago and a couple of years before that, Jared played in a jazz band. And I just loved sitting in my house listening to that music come out of the house. And something changed.
And there was a change, you said. The family stopped talking to the neighbors. And you tried to find out if it was something you or the neighbors had done. And when you asked the family, what was the answer?
There was no answer. I was just glared at and turned a back on.
800-510-TALK. Here's a recording of Loeffner leaving a message to one of his friends before the shooting.
So, I just want to tell you a good time. Peace out. Later.
Coming up on the 21 past the hour on our countdown.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Bye.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. The situation we find ourselves in is that we're now learning about this man. And we're learning about him through his friends, and the analysis paralysis continues. So what we're doing is bringing you some of the Sunday morning chat shows with a focus on him and his ability to deal with reality. From Fox Sunday Morning, Allison Camerata speaking with Judge Jeanine Pirro. Pirro says the law allows for anybody to make a complaint to officials if they have concerns about the mental stability of anybody they know, anybody.
Okay, so Geraldo Rivera just came on, and he had a file an inch thick from Pima County Community College about all the menacing behavior that Loeffner exhibited there. Should the Pima County Sheriff have known about those incidents?
Well, the truth is, Allison, that there is no requirement that university police, campus police, security police on any in any of these colleges communicate with the local police. And so what you have is this intersection which should have been crossed, but it never was. Had it been so, then they would have seen what happened in 2004, 2006, 2007 with Loeffner. Look, as a county judge myself, the police would bring someone in and they would say, Judge, we want him 7:30. It looks like he's a danger to himself or others. And
what then 7:30 mean?
Well, that's just in New York. In New York, it's a commitment. But my point is that every state in the country has the ability to take any individual before a judge. Arizona is even more liberal. Anybody can take someone in or make a complaint to a mobile crisis team, to the 911, and have the man or woman examined to determine whether or not they are not just a danger, but in Arizona, whether they have problems and should be committed.
But meanwhile, the Sheriff's Department did release a dozen documents that they themselves had had encounters with Jared Loeffner or his family. Now, granted, these encounters were for things like public drunkenness,
right,
possession of marijuana. None of these things say mass murderer, mm-hmm, but should they have done something more when they start to add up like this?
Well, you know, if a normal person, if the students, the teachers at the Pima Community College knew that this kid was a danger or knew he was a problem, they were afraid to turn their backs, they said you can't come back without some kind of mental health release, then I would think that the sheriffs might be able to track someone, especially someone who clearly has a reputation in the community. But this comes down to whether or not anyone can call and have someone committed in Arizona, you can. The college, with all due respect, should have. I mean, I'm surprised they took the steps they did. Most colleges wouldn't. But they were afraid of him. He could have been committed. He could have been evaluated. And, you know, unfortunately, it's a missed opportunity. My concern is the guy was able to get a gun when there were these concerns about his mental health.
Yep. I think that's pretty much everybody's concern. Judge Pirro there with the same concern everybody else has. 800-510-8255. Okay, so let's fill in the blanks a little bit here by listening to some of Loeffner's friends and associates, starting with Bruce Tierney, who talks about that message that we broadcast a few minutes ago, left with him before the shooting.
It was all in past tense, you know, and it sort of bothered me how he said, you know, we've had good times. I was afraid that I was going to wake up and find out and see his name in an obituary in a couple days.
All right, let's see. Here's another friend, Tyler Conway, discussing the poetry that Loeffner used to write.
I started seeing a heavy influence of just chaos, non-connective patterning in his poetry, just ranting or mixing of ideas. And I told him, I was like, because I read it and I just don't find, I find nothing. It's like nothingness to me. And he was like, exactly, you know, that's where the meaning is. People are going to say he doesn't believe in anything, but it's not that he doesn't believe in anything. He literally believes in nothing, nothingness.
What do you believe really went on? And have you ever known anybody that was like this guy Loeffner? We all, I think, pretty much have known or come across someone, whether it was when we were in school. Even the people that are bullies, sometimes those who are bullies, sometimes those who are bullied turn out like this. I know somebody in my class who was like this. 28 past the hour.
Don't let the quest to keep warm this winter turn into a fire safety hazard. With wintry weather and chilly temperatures come increased safety risks within the home. In fact, the National Fire Protection Association reports that 82% of all house fires over 66,000 each year are caused by portable space heaters. These fires will destroy $1.1 billion in property, cause 1,660 burn injuries, and be directly related to almost 480 fatalities. To make your home safer during the winter, look for new improved heater models. Supplemental infrared zone heaters like those from SunHeat are ideal for homes that put safety first. SunHeat heaters have been tested and proven to be unable to start fires while effectively using infrared heat to warm 800 to 1,000 square feet. They produce no harmful emissions and are safe around children and pets. And remember, when using any heating equipment, always follow all safety instructions provided by the manufacturer. Go to sunheat.com to find a dealer near you.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as the Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original.
Luden's. The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. And after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all natural, all organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
4-6 now.
Talk Radio Top 10. 108-255. A couple more pieces of the pie to put together, and then we'll start taking your calls at 800-510-TALK. Clay Cowhart, who's in charge of social media, is going to work with us on the Facebook comments regarding his mental state. His being Jared Loughner. For those of you who are just joining us, we're wondering about how it got to the point where it is, and you'll find the state apologizing or trying to lay blame on somebody else. The lawyers are going to lay blame on the state. They're going to say that this all should have been caught by the system. The system is faulty, therefore he's not guilty of doing anything. You know, it's the same old drill. 800-510-TALK. Howard Kurtz speaks here with the veteran news anchor Bill Curtis. Curtis speaking publicly about his late son's schizophrenia after seeing a lot of similarity with Jared Loughner.
How difficult was it for you to go on the air and talk about this?
Well, it kind of came out, frankly. We're beyond emotion, if you will. I felt that I could draw parallels, if you will, and be able to look at it from a unique perspective, because I was seeing all kinds of similarities. And, of course, he has to go through a psychiatric evaluation. But there are commonalities. A rejection of authority, marijuana use, strange thoughts, ramblings, both in video and writing it down, the use of inappropriate smiling and laughing, as if there is a third party in the room and you and he are the only ones. My son said, "Dad, you know, you talked to me over the television and radio," and I said, "Well, that's my job." He said, no, when the television set is off.
I see. Why did you feel before that this was just too private to discuss?
I didn't want to exploit it. Primarily, I felt that my son should have that decision. If he wanted to talk about it, he should. It's a stigma. If he didn't want to live with it and everybody pointing fingers at him, he shouldn't have to. Now, I think it's time to remove the stigma and let people know that they are not alone. That's certainly been the response that I've gotten from essentially 3 seconds of mentioning his name and the fact that he was schizophrenic, and the fact it's not their fault. We should all come forward. It is clear that people, first of all, don't understand. To me, this isn't about political rhetoric. It's not about access to a gun. Those things should be examined, of course. This is about mental illness. This is about a young man who is struggling inside, rejected by the military, rejected twice in trying to get... He was trying to have a normal life, and he was caught in a cage.
And yet,
and
obviously...
Went in a different direction, tragic direction.
So there's anchor Bill Curtis talking about his own son who had schizophrenia. There are, as you listen to him describe his son, pretty eerie similarities, are there not? Here is from CNN, Candy Crowley speaking with Congressman Tim Murphy and also Congresswoman Grace Napolitano. They are the co-chairs of the Congressional Mental Health Caucus.
Congressman Murphy, in your former life, you were a child psychologist, so you come to this with a good deal of expertise as well as a politician. There is no constituency here that votes, and isn't that the problem?
Well, actually, the constituency are the parents, those with mental illness, and everybody else in society. This is something we have to pay attention to. Look, as we're trying to piece together what happened in Arizona, unfortunately, people are going at the low-hanging fruit, and they're blaming a political discourse, which may have some role in the underlying aspects here. But we also need to look at, and there'll be other things that come out, the music, the video games, the social ways that people handle anger. But it goes up to these other levels, too, in terms of are we acknowledging and appropriately treating mental illness? And in a case like this, are there also aspects of drug abuse, which, by the way, are the most predictive of violent behavior? Now, members of Congress hopefully will be motivated by this, as will people in the state houses and state senates, to look carefully at their mental health systems and their involuntary commitment system laws and make some determinations. Do we need to do some things so that these things can be prevented in the future?
Congresswoman, to be totally honest here, there's no more money in the budget, and I find impossible the notion that state houses who have cut billions nationwide out of services for the mentally ill, or that the federal government is going to pony up any more money.
You are so right, and unfortunately it's not something that we focus on or that brings votes, as you've heard before. These youngsters don't vote. The parents, there's not been enough cohesiveness to be able to say to them, treat it like the illness it is. You do diabetes, you do asthma, you do heart disease, but you do not do mental health. And unfortunately, that has been the case for many, many decades. And I think we need to begin to impress upon both the state and federal governments the urgency of this. Because every time there's a tragedy, there's a lot of hoopla for a month, 2 months, dies down, goes away, everybody forgets about it, and we're on to the next thing.
Well, there's certain truth to that. That's Grace Napolitano, one of the co-chairs of the Congressional Mental Health Caucus. And, yeah, that is what happens, isn't it? No matter what the issue, whether it's this issue or other problems that we have that we're trying to deal with, you hear the hoopla, you get upset about it. The gun thing is another part of the mix here. There are going to be people that are adamant about changing our gun laws so that we don't have the large magazines, and then the NRA and the other groups that are gun supporters will get in. And Congress is so afraid of doing anything that gets in the way of the NRA or the gun lobby in general that nothing gets done. That's why we have these problems, because those groups are too powerful. The lobbyists who have too much money and too much input. It isn't balanced. The input is not balanced. 800-510-8255. Emil, listening in San Francisco, what do you make of all this?
Cause, in my opinion here, of this tragedy, all points towards the mother and the father. The mother and the father, for all these years, obviously, they abdicated their responsibilities to do the right thing, to make sure that their son had the right direction and the right mental health care, but they did nothing. And at no time during this, since the ambush, have I heard anyone really say that it was the mother and the father's responsibility to activate and trigger all the help that this particular crazed individual needed. for all these years, 22 years. Where's the mother? Where's the father?
All right, Emil, you made your point. I disagree. I've heard a lot of people asking questions about the mother and the father. 800-510-8255. Greg, you're up next. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air on the countdown.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
All right. How about you?
I'm well, thank you. You know, everybody has a mental illness, and they want to deny it or not. Everybody does. Smoke, drink, drive, whatever. I agree with the last caller. It was the family. The family could have stated him into an institution or counseling or anything, even a destructive. If I was at home and I was destructive at college, my mother would have sought reasoning why. I disagree with you on this point, and I thank you for letting me air.
You disagree with what about? What did I say that you disagree with?
That you didn't think it was the, that you heard a lot about the parents being told. I've heard so much about the state.
No, that's not what you know. Wait, hold on a second. That's not what I'm saying. You're referring to some different interpretation of what I'm saying. I'm looking for something new here. We, for the last week, I've heard on this program and other programs, whether other programs that I do, other programs that other people do, plenty of people call in with regularity. It has been a constant theme since the beginning of the discussion of this issue. Where were the parents? This is not the first time we're hearing it. This has been something that's been part and parcel, and it's been appropriate. The question is, where were the parents? But that's not anything new. That's the point I was making, Greg. Thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. More calls focused on the reality of his mental health and why he wasn't captured, caught by his own parents. Parents will tell you, oh, they love their children, and they wouldn't want to do anything to hurt them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the system is a complete failure, not only in Arizona, but pretty much across the country. That's something else that we'll toy with. Then somebody will want to have a bill that will spend more money, that won't do anything more. We have facilities, tremendous facilities, and lots of professionals who are involved in this. The system doesn't want to screen out. It doesn't want to. It's the same as our concern about the illegal immigrants. Nobody wants to profile. If somebody's acting like a nutcase, then they ought to have attention. But that's profiling, and people don't want to profile or don't want to be accused of being a profiler, if you will. That really is the gist of why more of this isn't done. They don't want to profile. 800-510-8255 as the countdown continues.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Go to ZegridOTC.com for coupon savings.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
We here on the Good Day program have been talking a lot about the helpful benefits of probiotics over the years. Our friends at Digestive Advantage, who make Sustanex, now have a formula to help you with a wider variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem, instead of treating the after effects like so many other brands do. You know about the special probiotics that are in Sustanex. Well, add to that, Digestive Advantage, unlike other probiotics, survive passage through stomach acids to grow in your digestive tract. Digestive Advantage also helps break down complex carbohydrates, which when they go undigested, trigger digestive problems. You know the story, gas, bloating, diarrhea, those things. And with a strong immune system and with Digestive Advantage, you don't have these problems. So right now, get a 30-day supply for less than $10. That's right. The other comparable products are $20 and $30 a month. $10 a month for Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters like CVS, Walgreens, and Target.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free. Plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels. HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
800-510-8255. It's 14 before the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits each day and through the weekend. This is a two-hour daily program, 3 hours on the weekend, reviewing all of the big talk radio items, talk television. We review a number of stations around the country that are doing talk radio, and we monitor both sides of the cable shows that are presenting discussions of these issues. So now it's your turn. David is in Pennsylvania, and he's wondering out loud.
Good morning. I have a little bit of experience with mental health issues because my wife suffers. My major question is this: you have to be a danger to yourself or others before you can be committed. It took a long time after I realized my wife was mentally ill until she was able to be committed and get some help. Now I'm unemployed and she doesn't have health insurance, but fortunately we have caring people here who make her medication possible for us to afford. And I, like I said, my main point is we should figure out another way to have people committed before they become violent. That just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, there's a lot of this doesn't make any sense, David. Thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. Laura, you're in West Virginia, and you would like to explain your thoughts.
Hi, and I really want to thank you all when I turned this on this morning. This is the major issue I feel is behind what happened in Tucson is the lack of any follow-up and medical treatment for this young man. And I've experienced my ex-husband in and out of the West Virginia mental health system because he does have some income. Although he is now qualified as incompetent and disabled, he owes over $60,000 in medical bills. It's $750 a day when you're voluntarily or involuntarily committed to our state mental hospital. And so he is right now in a facility in Ohio that is a therapeutic farm community, and doing the best he's ever been, and it just shows the difference in treatment. And one of the problems that you just touched on was when he has come back out into the community, there's no follow-up care. He goes back off his meds, starts drinking again, etc. And similar to Mr. Loeffner, he's had a lot of animosity towards local public officials. And that lack of anybody at that college, you know, making any recommendations or follow-up, just letting him fall through the cracks. Something like this could be averted in the future if people really do potentially keep their eye out for individuals like this.
Taking responsibility and not being a rat, two things that are hard sometimes. Brenda in Virginia, hello.
First of all, I'd like, of course, to express my condolences to
anybody affected by the shooting in Arizona. First off, there's not a scintilla of evidence that that has occurred. No emails, no literature, no books, nothing. So that is not the problem. The issue is, late in the 60s and into the early 70s, this country went to a policy of deinstitutionalizing people with mental illnesses. And they said at the time, we will be setting up all these community centers to medicate these people that are presently in institutions. That is what needs to be reversed. Not speech, not gun laws.
All right. Brenda makes clear her feelings. What about yours? 800-510-8255 as the countdown continues.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendovite. Just car insurance.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, Clay, up after we listen to Jackie, who's in Dallas, relating to the Loeffler family.
I would just like to say my mother was a paranoid schizophrenic, and I grew up watching the system work with her. And what people don't realize is these family members of this young man, they are caught up in the nightmare. They're part of a crazy world. And when someone in your family has paranoid schizophrenia, they don't recover from it. They have good days and they have bad days. And until you get the medication and help, you're living in the nightmare that they have. You love them, but you become part of a dysfunctional family. The state of Texas is a disaster when it comes to mentally ill people. The way we would actually receive treatment after they pass the laws where a family can't go and say, we need help, put her in an institution until you get her medication straightened out, the only option you have is the emergency room. And you have to go, it has to be a big disaster, she has to create a scene. It has to be a big problem before you can get sent. And then when you go to a behavioral health center unit, it's good for 30 days. At the end of that 30 days, they're going to release that person, whether they're hallucinating or not, and you're right back where you started.
800-510-8255. Clay Cawhut in charge of our social media on the countdown. What sort of comments on Facebook are you getting regarding this fellow Loeffler's state of mind, Clay?
I just got a couple comments here. One user, Cherry1779, says, Loeffler should have been committed and so should chronic DUI/drug users be forced into rehab or et cetera just for society's protection. And then the other comment I got is from Paints Nature, who says, Arizona has a law that would have permitted anyone to petition the state to intervene and do a mental health evaluation on Loeffner. It's a shame no one intervened.
Yep, I agree with that. Those are two good comments, Clay. Thanks. George is in Washington, District of Columbia, listening to the Big Talker 1580.
I'm an avid shooter. I have guns. I will always own guns. And I go to a shooting range in Virginia, and I will tell you I feel the safest when I'm at that shooting range. People are very civil to each other, and I've never experienced any problems at all. I think there were plenty of warning signs with this young man. I think whenever the Army rejects a 22-year-old man at wartime, that's the biggest flag that any of us need. I absolutely don't think gun laws should be changed. I have guns. I know lots of people who have guns, and I've never had an issue. Keep in mind, people that are going to be affected by these law changes are the law-abiding. People who, your criminals and your deranged types, they don't care anything about laws. So when you change these laws, you directly impact law-abiding American citizens. So no, I don't think that we should change any laws at all. Guy should never have been allowed to have a weapon. He was clearly unstable.
Amen to that. We're hearing that a lot, and it's the appropriate way of looking at it from my point of view. 800-510-8255. Kimber Streeton is following us on Twitter. Thank you for that. Bruce is following us on the phone in Connecticut. Let's get to his thoughts.
You know, the one observation I have of that's bugged me from the beginning here, as soon as facts started popping out on this, is here's a guy who showed up at class. People were scared to death of him even being in class. He had run-ins with the police for drug paraphernalia. He was reportedly making threats about other people, and somehow this guy was able to pass an insta-check, which I'm going to assume was delivered in, you know, good faith by the gun seller. It's a bit irresponsible of his own community that people who were exercised enough to write emails to each other about how scary this guy was, and for, you know, police officers to be involved with him, and for him to have had something that looked like a criminal record, even if it was rather minor, and nobody put anything together to bring mental health professionals into this thing, which might have thwarted him at the gun store. Representative King wants to ban weapons from 1,000 feet of a public servant, as if this guy was going, oh, well, there's a law against me bringing this Glock within 1,000 feet of Representative Gifford. I better think twice about killing her.
Roy in North Carolina.
Hi. It was not rhetoric that ripped a hole in that little girl's chest. It was a weapon made for gangsters alone. There is no good reason, no remotely good reason for anyone, not even the military, to have this is an easily concealable machine gun pistol. The fact that this country cannot do the simplest, courageous thing and not prohibit the sale of this like any other civilized country has done. We buy 2/3 of Glock's murder machines.
We wonder, don't we? We're all wondering about that. Doug Steffen.